Hey there, this is the Kimberly Ladore's podcast, and I am so excited that you all have joined for this episode. As you know, this podcast is mainly about our real estate journey and becoming real estate investors and the ups and downs of that journey. So recently I've been challenged, and not so much of a major challenge, but in my real estate investing business, most of our properties are major jobs. So, and sometimes those can be time-consuming projects that take longer to finish when you're tearing down walls and fixing up everything, from gutting bathrooms to brand new kitchens to putting in new electrical systems, new plumbing lines, redoing the landscaping of the yard, tearing down buildings in the yard. Those are big projects. So those are usually the type of jobs that I usually take on because, for one, they take a little longer, but they give you more return on your money. So I've been challenged to find some smaller jobs that are just cosmetic flips, and that's been a little challenging for me. And I know some people are like, what? No, because my mindset, which we talked about a couple episodes ago, was our mindsets and how we have to sit within our thoughts and our mindsets and then be able to transition to something else, or to put something else in that thought's place that we can act on. And it's been a little challenging for me. I'm just being vulnerable and honest with you. That it has been. So my assistant has been doing a lot of the calls, and he'll get a project. He's like, Ms. Kim, this would be a good one. This would be a good one. Well, I'm coming today to tell you guys of a flop for me. Total flop. I absolutely missed it. Dropped the ball, everything in between, whatever you want to call it. I did it. So he called the other day about a possible cosmetic flip. And just for those who don't understand what cosmetic flips would be, that's where we're not tearing down walls. We don't have to do electrical. We don't have to do plumbing. Where it's mainly just cosmetics, painting, carpet, new doors, maybe new hardware, paint the kitchen cabinets, changing out granite countertops to granite, or, you know, something along those lines, painting the doors, painting the shutters, you know, updating from gold in the house to a metal or bronze, or, you know, something that's modern and in today's time, even though gold is coming back. Side note. But yeah, so that's a cosmetic flip. And with me, when I run the numbers, if the numbers don't fit, we do not do the job. I need to find something that rhymes with that. If the numbers don't fit, you must acquit. No, that wouldn't work. But you get what I'm saying. Hey, so if you think of anything that rhymes with that, if the numbers don't fit, dot, 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 real estate related, that would be a good one. That should be a good challenge that I do. So if you think of something, message me. Let me know. But if the numbers don't fit, we just don't do the project. And that was the way that I was trained in real estate. And my training, for those who don't know, it came from corporate investors. So I did fund investing. And that was a huge, huge impact on my training to see how that business works, runs, how it transitions. I honestly learned a whole lot from there. I went in with the plan to learn a whole lot from there. So that was the big caveat for me. But anyway, So my assistant called me in reference to a project that he found, thought it would be a good flip. He did the preliminary numbers on there, and that's kind of how I trained them to do a system, a process of using websites to get information, date information, and that kind of gives them a ballpark where this might be, yeah, this is a good property for me to send Ms. Kim. So he sends me the property over. He's like, Ms. Kim, we could probably do $15,000 on this. And if you know me, most of our projects are like $50,000 to $60,000. I have people to pay. I have an employee. I have a company I run. And that's how I'm paid. So I was like, $15,000, that's probably not going to be much of it. So I kind of ignored it. Did not follow through with the project. So just yesterday, so whatever day you're hearing this, the day before I recorded it, he sends me a message on that property following it up where another investor did it, purchased the property, and made $60,000 on a cosmetic flip. So, you guys know I'm kicking my booty right now. I'm kicking myself in the booty. Patushi, for sure. Because those were ones that he had in the bag. And I feel terrible because I don't ever want my employees or people that have invested into the company that I've built, I've started, to think that I don't appreciate them or that I'm not, you know, taking value into the work that they're doing. And that may not be the way that he feels. Gary may totally not feel like that, but that's how I feel when that came back. But to be that he brought it back to me, I was like, okay, Jesus, I need to correct that area right there and find either another way to do it or to, look better into those nail holes, I like to say, call them snake holes, in my business, in my thought process, more so, not even in my business, because that was something me personally, that wasn't a business thing at all. So, I was thinking about that, and I was like, that would be a good thing to share with my listeners about being in this industry and some of the woes that we have and how we oftentimes have to navigate those in our own mindsets. I mean, that's a mindset trigger right there that I have that I need to correct. I have to figure out the way, the process to correct that, not only so that I don't make my employees feel inferior or, you know, like their services or their knowledge, which I've trained them, that their knowledge is not correct. So I have to correct that. So that's that was a big moment for me, if I could say so myself. I have to make sure that I'm staying on task when it comes to that. So tell me some of your woes, some of your thought processes that you feel you need to correct as it relates to you starting in business and you getting your real estate investment business off the ground. Or your thought processes, getting those back in order. I would love, love, love to hear it. Okay. And guys, as always, thank you so much for listening to our podcast. It's been a on off type of thing for a minute here. I've been stretched out between, you know, traveling between work and back home. So it's been a stretch. But we are maintaining and getting it done, and we're excited. We're definitely excited about it, and I hope that you are excited about the journey as well. Thank you for all the sponsors, for your support. We are getting more sponsors. We're looking at getting more. I've gotten so many invitations to speak at different places, so thank you guys so much. I'm glad that someone is seeing value in the information that we are sharing, and we absolutely love sharing the information with you. We want to see you succeed just as much and or more as we succeed. I remember growing up, my mother would always say, I want you all to do better than I did. So I want you all to do better than I did. I can give you a list of mistakes that I've made. So I would want you all to do better than I have done. So stay blessed. Know that Jesus loves you and I love you too. All right. Bye, guys.